Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, I joked.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of sanity, and in this case, it really will be a session of sanity. With the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right, guys, if you don't want to pay very large bills for your wife's psychological health, it is time to get off your butt and make sure you get her something for Christmas. Now, you know what my mantra's been? None of this makes any sense to Joe Messina because Jesus came to set you free. And you consistently want to jump into credit card debt, which binds you. All right? But if you're going to do it, go over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Some good, great slippers and sheets and mattress covers. All those things that you use in your house anyway. Why give the money to the Chinese? They don't understand. They hate you. Why would you give them your money? You give the money to a guy like Mike Lindell, you get good product, he'll allow you to return it all the way through March of 2024, and again, you're giving your money to somebody who cares about the same things you do, and will fight alongside you, or you end up fighting alongside him, to protect the freedoms that you have. Don't give the money to the Chinese, head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, save 30 to 70%, and I'm telling you, don't wait much longer, because you know, Christmas Day is right around the corner. Let's not be stupid here. I want to make sure you're one piece in the day after Christmas. Dr. B joins me. She does. From time to time, Dr. Bridget Melton joins me to help with your mental health. Am I wrong here or what? I mean, really, seriously, a lot of money.
Wait.
If your wife has to go for some mental health care because you didn't get her in for Christmas.
That's
right. Right?
But first, did you just say don't give your money to the Chinese? Give your money to my fellow.
I did?
Yes.
Why would you give your money to the Chinese government? You
know
as well
know.
As I do, they own all those companies over there.
They own everything. I don't think I have any kind of anything except for my pillow that doesn't belong first to the Chinese. It's just funny. Don't give your money to the Chinese.
No.
Go to my pillow. That was awesome. Sorry. It just tickled me.
And I'm sure I'll get some of those emails, but whatever. They know, you know what I mean. So.
Oh, my gosh. My ringtone now is oh, it's so, what's the word? Like, not, it's not, it's awesome and funny, but it's this, ling, ling, pick up your phone linging. and everybody, cracked up. But my Asian friends laugh because I have my lovely Vietnamese ladies at the nail salon, and they crack up. They're like, oh, Dr. B, you're so funny. You're so funny. That's funny ringtone. I'm like, thank you.
Oh, look at this. The left cannot. The left cannot make fun of themselves. I make fun of myself all the time. I make fun of my Italian heritage and how it. You know, my cell phone is racist because apparently when I start talking too fast and I get all excited and I'm leaving a text message, it can't decipher anything I'm saying.
You gotta. I don't. All my friends and I've got all kinds of. You know, I've got an Uzbekistanian friend. I've got an Indian friend. I've got my Vietnamese friends. Black friends, you know, and they all laugh at themselves. You know, I mean, it's our parties are the best because we just make fun of everybody and we're all there. You know,
yeah.
It's just because we love each other. This whole, again, you know, the racism, the bigot, whatever the word, it's like, come on, you know,
look,
people, you take the fun out of it.
Two quick things. I have an Indian friend, and I love every once in a while I come across these Indian comedians. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when they use their little fake accent, but they talk about stuff. And I always send it to her and I say,
funny.
This woman is hilarious. As a matter of fact, with an Italian accent, this could be an Italian mom. Okay. We have a lot of similarities. And she starts laughing and she'll say, we should go see her when she's in town. So if they were offended by this, wouldn't they be telling me, oh, I can't believe you did that. You shouldn't be sending those things to me. Right?
Totally. Yes. No, my good friend Sid, he's like a triple black belt. He lives here. He moved from California, but he's Indian. And he doesn't have an accent or anything, but he can. But, you know, we'll talk on the phone and I'm like, I got to go, Sid. I got to get my fruit squishy. And he's like, oh my gosh, that's really good, actually. And I'm like, I don't know. I want the curry on the squishy and I got to go make the chicken. And he's like, you're killing me. And he thinks it's hilarious. So,
but because we don't take it. Look, I you know where I live. I don't give all that out all over the place. But I used to go to Crenshaw Christian
Center. 1663.
Yeah, there you go, right.
Fountain Valley Road.
So I used to go down to South Central LA where I went to church, and they had this thing called a Gospel Comedy Slam. So I took a vanload of guys from where I live down. I said, you got to see this. It's clean humor. They're funny. It's not like humor from the 50s that was terrible. They're funny. So I went down there. Now, that church was 99% black. I was very easy to find down there. Okay? Here I am with a fair lot of white guys. We go in there. The comedy's hilarious. They're making fun of black folks. They're making fun of things in their community. My guys aren't laughing. And at one point, one of them leads over to me and says, is it okay if we laugh? I said, it's an insult if you don't. They're comedians, okay?
It's just, it's like those, even as a Christian, you know, they've got that one guy, I forget his name, but he does the worship hands. You've got carry the TV.
Yep.
Carry the TV. Okay, a little wider. Okay, push up, push the air. Push the air, you know what I mean? And it's hilarious because it's so true. We crack up in church now when we go to worship. I'm like, oh, and Allie's like, ooh, they're carrying the TV. They're carrying the TV. Oh, she's pushing the ceiling.
All right, we got a quick commercial to go to. We come back. We'll get serious on the war on Christianity and the true meaning of Christmas and why you shouldn't be wigging out if you can't get enough gifts for Aunt Martha. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You got to get informed first and make sure your information is right. I always say it, and I mean it sincerely. That's why I bring on the experts, because I have a microphone. Doesn't mean I have a clue. It just means I have a microphone, okay? So that's why I bring on people like Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does from time to time. Always appreciate her input as well. And now you're coming out to the Hollywood area next week. I won't tell anybody where or what you're doing or anything, but do you have like a defumigation center when you go back to Texas from here?
Right. Oh, it's always a pleasure. You know, someone says, "How long have you been in Texas?" Someone said the other day, I said, 7 years. They're like, "Oh, Dr. B, you know, you're an official Texan." I'm like, "Yes, 7 years. Cool." And it's so different. It's so different, too. I'll speak for a moment because it's like holiday shopping, right, and traffic, and it's crazy. And it's nothing like Southern Cal. traffic and shopping, but it's still Texas style. But everybody's so polite here. Like, they'll cut you off. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. Or they'll hit the brakes. I'm so sorry. You know, they put their hand up and go ahead. And, you know, it's like, oh, okay, you're too nice. Just go. You know, I'm used to, like, I know, and, you know, I got cut off today. But then they went. You know, they cut me off, and then they took off. And Ellie's like, good grief. And I'm like, no, no, no. I know that's somebody from California, guarantee it, because in California, they cut you off, but they'll keep going, right? Nobody uses signals on the 405. But we know. We just know how it's going to go.
That's hilarious.
Anyways, yes. I know. I'll be staying in Hollywood. And, yeah.
We'll be praying for you.
You have to wear
a hazmat suit.
I'm going to see you, right? I'm going to try to eat.
We're going to make time. I'm going to make time for you whether you like it or not. I'll be your little stalker going, I don't care how busy you are. That guy at the gate keeps calling your name, Dr. B. Oh, my God.
Right, what?
He got out of one of the institutions I used to work at. Would you please put him back?
Well, what I have to do is thank you, Ron. Ron in the chat room is like, I'm sorry you have to go to Hollywood. It's okay. It's what you do for your, you know, kid's career. And yeah, so that's, yeah,
you're doing the right thing. We're
doing it. As you guys know, my daughter filmed a movie. She was asked to do the sequel, so she's going to do the sequel. And she is, you know, people are like, you know, how do you have her in that industry? And I'm like, because we have to be the light. It is our duty as parents to pour into our children most important thing, yes, which is the word of God and morality. We talk about it nonstop in our house. I can't not. I mean, everything is relative as far as, you know, it all goes points back to God. My kids are like, does everything have to end with what would Jesus do? I'm like, yes. No, yes. Don't send me those memes because you're watching. But so Allie's, you know, going to be filming, and she is the biggest little Jesus freak there is in the business, and she gets it. And what I appreciate is that the parents have to be on set every single place, destination where we will be filming. The parents have to be there. So they're going to get two Jesus freaks in Hollywood at Christmas. And we're super excited.
Now, I didn't know it until, I didn't really give it a whole bunch of thought until somebody said it, but she looks like a young version of one of my favorite actresses.
Oh, yeah?
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah,
always,
totally.
Yep.
Helen Hunt and Styles. What's her name? Hello. You guys.
I don't know. If it's a newer person, I wouldn't have a clue. You know?
Oh, my gosh, my brain. But anyways, yeah, she's a perfect... To me, if, like, Helen Hunt played the mom and Allie played the daughter, I mean, it would work.
Oh, yeah, it would work. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Julia Stiles. So go look up Julia Stiles and Helen Hunt, and that's my daughter.
Okay. Yeah. Make me...
Well, she's, like, not that young. She's probably, like... 40 now. I mean,
oh my God.
Next to you,
did you just say she wasn't that young? Does anybody have her email address? I want to send her what Dr. B said. I mean.
Okay. That's it. And Allie has the lead role, so I'm super excited. But yeah, so we'll be in Hollywood, and we love that. We love being the light because I just pray, you know, constantly that the Holy Spirit will shine through me, and people just don't know what to do about it. So we're excited because I am hopefully, knock on wood, still raising her, but we've raised our child to not succumb to the relentless assaults by the forces of evil. I know it sounds dramatic, but it really is. I mean, right? Social media pumps out things to destroy our children constantly, and we're like, here. Have some more social media. Have some more screen time.
Yeah, and they'll always say to you that, you know, your parents are out of touch and, you know, this God thing really. I mean, I talk to the Christian kids on a regular basis when it comes to what goes on in school and other places, and they are bombarded. It is a true attack on Christianity. And, you know, what's interesting about this is, like, the government, they've got your kids in school. And, you know, Hitler and Stalin and the rest of them knew that if they got the kids, they got the country.
So now they're coming after your Christian kids. You know, you don't want to be a white supremacist. You don't want to be a Christian nationalist. You don't want. They paint it so terribly bad.
They absolutely do. And then they make it so normal. They make this child abuse agenda. It's terrible. So normal that, you know, people are punished, right? You and I, Christians, anybody with a moral background are punished if we speak against it. And all of a sudden we're in the category of hate speech. That is what blows my mind. But it doesn't, because look at Jesus, right? He spoke hate according to his non-believers, his non-followers. And that's why, I mean, to the point of death, his ministry lasted all but 3 years, right? And it's just the lies of systemic racism, you know, these race hustlers, it dominates our universities, our public schools, and even some of our churches. I see the gospel of social justice in way more churches than I see the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You are correct. So, yeah, you can tell there are some pastors, they'll ask me to come and you know, see them and do whatever, and they hesitate. They hesitate going down certain roads. And even some pastors I've been listening to lately, that kind of check them out a little bit. And one pastor was like, you know, I know this isn't a popular thing to say, and I know that people are going to think I'm getting all political, but I'm not. And then he starts talking about gay marriage. And I'm thinking, why did you have to preface any of that? Your preface should have been, you know, God is very specific in these areas. That should have been your preface. That's it. Right?
Very specific. Not even like a question. Like, you know, you can argue, you know, that it's Old Testament Leviticus that says that, you know, homosexuality, for instance, is an abomination. But
we got to go for commercial break, and I know I said only a couple, but you haven't talked about Christmas. Can I give you 2 more minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
During an end-of-year news conference, Blinken expressed his desire for the Israel-Hamas conflict to conclude promptly. Blinken added that the resolution of the conflict cannot involve Hamas remaining intact with the ability to continue attacking Israel. California is considering the possibility of copying Colorado by excluding former President Trump from the Golden States ballot. Lieutenant Governor Alan E. Kunalakis is encouraging Secretary of State Shirley Weber to explore all available legal options. The Powerball jackpot has reached $572 million ahead of tonight's drawing. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
It's always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat rooms, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. That's how you learn. Become part of the conversation, ask questions. Got a live little chat room going on right now at joemessina.com. Head over to joemessina.com, and you know what? Get involved. It's the way you figure things out. All right. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does from time to time. I always appreciate her time with me, too. But the question I was trying to get out in this hour that I haven't seemed to be able to get to yet is the true meaning of Christmas. You know, Dr. B, you've got people looking for things even more now to be happy with, and we've become so materialistic, especially around this time of year, kind of forgot the reason, true reason for the season. And... Yeah. Some will say, no, I know it's all about Jesus, but yet they're all wigged out about not getting the right gift for so-and-so or not being able to afford the gift they want to get for so-and-so. And even the kids, you know, there's an expectation that's been set for the kids as to what happens at Christmas time. So just, if you can, deal with some of those things and help people who may not have the money right now. There's a lot that don't have money to buy the kind of things they want to buy. Help them cope.
Yeah, and it's a bigger, you know, so many people feel obliged, right, to socialize more, to spend more. There's a lot of pressure, you know, around the holidays, and that's unfortunate. It's our society. You know, I've said this before that as a kid, you know, we were very, very poor, my mom and I, but I never knew it, you know, because we had traditions. You know, to me, it's all about traditions and the love and what you explain to your kids and how you present it. Now, if you're going to walk around and say, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I wish we had more money. Let's just put it on a credit card. You're going to stress everybody out, and your kids are going to see that, and they're going to think that's what it's about. And I was so happy to wake up at my grandma's house at, you know, 5 a.m., and I had a stocking that was, like, handmade by my grandma, and it probably lasted, you know, 20 years. It was felt. It was amazing, and I got walnuts and a nutcracker and a tangerine and a stick of peppermint, and I was so excited. And now I'm looking at these stocking stuffers on Amazon, and they're like AirPods, $269, chargers, you know, $15.99, mini computer, da-da-da-da. I'm like, what the everlasting? And I know people feel this. I have a special place in my heart for veterans, PTS veterans, and always will. I've got some friends that are PTS and ask me to pray for them. And I just hope and I just challenge people to get their eyes back on what it's all about. And not just the fact that it's Jesus' birthday and we know if one more weird out there Christian tells me that it's not his actual birthday, and I'm like, stop. Okay, we're overthinking this. This is when we celebrate his birth. We all know he wasn't born at 12:01 on December 25th, and it's okay. But I have some tips for surviving Christmas, and these will help. So if you have a pen, write it down. If you've got, this is all recorded, so you can go back and listen to it.
Yeah, in 2023, we call it podcast. They can always go
there
back.
There you go.
And get
you go, hit the pod. You can put the VCR on and watch it as a family. Oh, my gosh. But first of all, keep your expectations modest. Keep them modest. And that means socially, financially, I've got, most of my friends are amazing. I've got a couple of friends that are being like, oh, that's so cute. You got me Campbell. Thanks. It's like, okay. Don't worry if they, do this fake, passive aggressive. Oh, it's Campbell. I'm allergic. That's nice. Thank you. But thank you. Thank you. No, really. It was like, just ignore that. Don't get hung up on what the Christmas holidays are supposed to be like or how you're supposed to feel. This goes for people that are anxious and, have, depressive episodes because you don't have a lot of family. Jesus it's still his birthday. Celebrate it with him. If you're comparing your festivities to some perfect greeting card, right, and that your house needs to be lit up in the fireplace, don't stop. Don't worry about that, all right? Take 1 hour at a time. Take 1 day at a time and just enjoy. I'm all about tradition. Tradition over spending for me and our family. And, yes, we spend, but we spend the exact same amount on each kid, and we have traditions. So do something different if you don't have traditions. You don't have to do just the, okay, we're doing this, we're getting up. And that's great. I love that. But spice it up. Add a new tradition, play a new game. We're playing a brand new game this year that will make a tradition. And it's just what the kids look forward to because I've got two boys in college and you got to, spice it up, have fun. Lean, this is for my sweet mentally, I guess my people with, depression, anxiety, I get it. Lean on your support system. You've got that friend, and if you don't, then go to an AA meeting, and they will direct you to the right place. Reach out to a church. Reach out to an ER or an urgent care. They have places for you to go to talk to somebody. Call a hotline. In America, we've got so many resources. So if you're stressed out, anxious, depressed, you need a network of close friends, and feel free to reach out. Even if you have, social anxiety, just reach out and say, I need some prayer. I could use a hug. I won't take a lot of your time up. Can you just come over and hug me and bring coffee? So take time to get together with your support network. And then people, if you know people that are struggling, please reach out. Reach out to them. They need it. They may not want to reach out to you. This is the thing with family, Joe, and I know you understand this because you and I, we've mastered this. But don't assume the worst. Okay, if you get a dumb gift, don't assume that they hate you or you're the black sheep. Good. They probably do and they probably are, and move on, because who cares?
And just frankly, accept it. When you don't make the face, when they think they got you, you got them. That's just a joke.
Seriously, right? Oh, a dried apricot sachet. Thank you. How did you know? This is like such the in thing. This is amazing.
Right. Wasn't this a fruit cake that Aunt Martha gave you like 10 years ago? Yeah.
I'm so honored. Let's cut a slice and you and I have a piece.
There you go. I'll make some fresh coffee. We'll be good.
Don't assume the worst. Just enjoy it. And that is one thing. Don't take it personally. And forget the unimportant stuff. Enjoy just a day. forget about everything else. Don't run yourself ragged just to live up to all the Christmas traditions. Okay, if you skip one, you skip one. You're gonna survive. You didn't get the life from. Go ahead.
What's a good question? I mean, what's a good response or something? You know, we used to start off every Christmas morning. I would read the story of the birth of Christ. Okay, to the kids before I let them open anything. They were drooling out of both sides of their mouth, but I still would read the story first.
That's,
I mean,
okay.
We should be setting the expectation for them, correct?
Yes, and that's what I loved about the Charlie Brown Christmas, right?
Yes.
They read the whole thing, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
That's beautiful. I think it's, I mean, you can go find it. It's not, we've got like 2,039 channels now, but I think we can find it. I miss kind of having 13 channels and that, you know, that the Snoopy episode came on at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. And yeah, no, I love those little traditions and I don't care if they're bored to tears. You know, that is what we need to do as parents is fill them up, you
I
know,
agree.
With truth.
All right,
we
listen,
really do.
God,
and that's
go ahead. Your closing remarks,
no,
as we're running up against it.
No, I've got a few more if people want to hear.
If you want to stay on, I'm just trying to I'm trying to respect your time.
Yeah, I've got like four more tips. So
all right. So we're going to go to break here in a second.
If you want to kick me off, you can.
No, I'll bring you back and then we'll do them on the other side. But it's people just don't fall into all the hype and excitement. I don't, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, bottom line with it is, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B. And, you know, during the commercial, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. I'll save you some money. Don't put it on a, well, I guess you have to put on a credit card, or debit card or something. But just think, if you get some pillows for your bed, both of you are very happy. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
I love my pillow.
Yeah. Do you get the new one or the old one?
I've got two of the old ones. Is there a new one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2.0. Check it out during the break. I could use the money.
I'll go get it.
Be back in a few minutes. Talk a lot more with Dr. B when we return.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-WORLD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her right back on. She was going through how to get through Christmas. And nobody should have to go through a how to get through Christmas. I mean, it should not be that make you that uptight. I mean, seriously, Jesus came to set us free. What happened? Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm ordering my pillows.
Oh,
sorry. You guys got to order these. They got the 2.0. And if you enter Joe as the promo, it's half price. It really works.
See?
I just did that.
I'll save you money.
Sorry. Thank
and,
you.
And make a dollar or two
it.
Off the order. It's really fun.
I'm so excited. Now, if you order one right now and enter Joe, then I save a dollar as well. No, I'm just kidding.
See that? Everybody's safe. Everybody's happy. Well, everybody better be happy. But anyhow, they even have stuff for your pets, which I think is crazy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But my pets, they either rip it up or sleep next to it. They don't actually utilize it because... You know, and I'm staring right now at about 1, 2, 3, 4 cats sitting around me as I talk. They're all asleep, very excited. Not on any kind of my pillow or anything. Just around.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so you give her points.
Christmas.
about surviving Christmas, helping your kids get through it, and not feel, because you know, the kids, they always say, oh, Frankie got these sneakers, or Johnny got these, got an iPad. Yeah, I don't think the kids have a reality of dollars at all anymore, actually.
Oh, my gosh. And it's really about the parents. It's really how parents need to understand that we cannot follow how our kids react. We have to let them follow how we react. So if they scream and throw a fit, then you just walk away. You're like, I'll be over here. You know, do your thing. We used to just start recording. Now I'm ticked off my middle son, like, to no end. But we've got these. We watch back now that he's, you know, in college. And he's like, that's mean. But you get to dictate how your kids react. And following what I'm telling you, these Christmas tips, not only will it help your mental health, your spiritual health, but it'll help your, you know, just your sanity. And it will also be an example to your kids. And the next one is literally forget the unimportant stuff. I know I said that and I want to just make sure to go over it again. Give yourself a break. You know, worrying about the trivial stuff, and that to me is how much you spent. And yes, be equal. Then, you know, if you find that you spent $80 on Johnny and you only spent, you know, $40 on Melissa, then you take $20 of Johnny's back, all right? Bring it on down. You don't have to keep upping. You know, just make it work, all right? Have a budget, make it work. Buy each kid, you know, six things that are tiny little things, you know, at the dollar store, and let them go gangbusters. They'll have a good old time. And then just, you know, have a little chat with Santa and make sure all the stockings are perfectly, you know, filled the same. They just, you know, tell Santa what they need, a bar of soap, toothbrush. Santa is always great. For that one kid, you know, that's just nonsense, just get some coal, put it in there. Kidding. Okay, so next, volunteer. I love this. I love Allie's best friend. Their family go, they get up early in the morning, and do they open presents first and foremost? They do not. They go and serve breakfast to the homeless people in Dallas, and I think that's incredible. So I get you feel stressed and booked up, but volunteering does such good to your heart. And it serves the Lord, and it serves your community, and it serves people in need. And there's nothing like volunteering that grounds you and makes you, I mean, you return to your home that is warm and toasty, and you've got a full meal, and you've got wrapping paper everywhere. And it is just, to me, if you just take one of these tips, find a place tomorrow morning to volunteer on Christmas. Trust me, there are places out there that need it. I just think that's a great thing to teach kids is to, we used to, and I wish we didn't do it, but when our kids were younger, every year we would give them a gift and then put another gift under the tree, addressed to them, or, you know, with their address to them, but with their tag on it. And we said, pick one and we're going to go give it to a child in need. And it gave them a choice, right? It wasn't just something we made it, and they got to choose which one. And then we'd go take it, you know, to either a school or, you know, somewhere where there's a drop-off, and make sure it got to a kid in need. So that's another thing you can do if you can't figure out how to volunteer. Try to avoid problems. And I know people are like, you don't know my family, Dr. D. I can't. The minute they step foot into my house, there's going to be problems. Then, honestly, you've got to think about what people stress you out and trigger you, and don't invite them. Or you have a little cocktail hour, and they can come to that, and then you know, that's like 1 to 2, and then everybody goes, and then you can have a nice dinner with the people you actually cherish, friends and family, at 7. So you've got to figure out how to avoid people on this one day. If they stress you out, it's okay. All right? If your uncle stresses you out, skip his New Year's party and have your own, or stop by for a quick hello, have a little tag word with your spouse, you know, and leave, right? Why, Joe? You and I are so good at this. You don't, the alligator, you keep going to the alligator's house, they're going to bite you every single time. So stop going to the alligator's house.
I'm with you. I just tell them, if you're going to come over, I don't want to hear anything. The minute I hear anything, I'll show you where the door is. And if you don't like what I say, I'll show you where the door is. It's really that simple.
Well, and someone just messaged me, what about if you're staying in their house because they're traveling? book a hotel room. Book a hotel room.
Yeah.
Okay? It's literally, don't go to fast food restaurants for the next week. Save that money and book a hotel room. What will they think? Who cares? That's number three. I already said that. Who cares what they think?
Yeah.
All right? Yeah. Book a hotel room. It's lovely because then you go and everybody's nice. And if they freak out, they freak out. But you've had a good time. Your kids aren't subjected to the negativity. And move forward. It's okay. I'm giving you permission. Tell them that your therapist, Dr. D, said that for your own mental health, you needed to book a hotel room. You're welcome.
Somebody just sent me an email today. Ask her, are gift cards too impersonal? I think gift cards are the right color, the right size. They never go bad. But go ahead.
They're lovely. So, yes. Yeah, so I'm a big gift card giver, but I always give a little personal thing with it under $10, like a nice bar of soap that smells like lavender to my friend or a little candle. You know, I tape the gift card to that. Or even I'll put the gift card taped onto a personalized Christmas card where I write a nice note inside or a bookmark. Right? It does both. So people see the gift card, but then they also get the personal from you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It literally can be a little thing.
So it's funny you should say that, because on Thanksgiving Day, I started taking Gia, one of my granddaughters, to the senior center and to serve the seniors. And she now asks every year, probably before Thanksgiving even comes around, are we going to go? Can we go? You're going to be able to take me? That kind of thing. She loves running around serving these people, picking up their dirty dishes afterward. I mean, it's like a regular server at a restaurant. She is bringing stuff to them. So the service may take a little while, you know, but.
And they love it. They love to see, you know, the youth, the youngins, you know what I mean? They absolutely love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The seniors, you're right. It lifts their spirits so much.
When I was in high school, I sang and I was a part of a choir and an a cappella choir. And we used to go sing at the senior centers for, you know, certain events and holidays. And I loved it. See, I talk about it because it just made an impact on me and got them out of, you know, their life and their day to day. So it is a great win-win for both sides. You know, it taught me compassion and it also blessed them. So.
You're right, and it teaches them. I mean, it really does. You're there with them. I'm there with them. So I'm not sending them to do something that I'm not willing to do, you know? Anyway, teaching them to give is a big deal. All right,
it. Okay.
I'm glad you only stayed for a few minutes afterwards. That was...
Yeah, my problem, you know, I wanted to say one last thing. Don't worry about things beyond your control. You know, the volunteering thing, absolutely, this is my number two, is, you know, if you remember nothing else, is we've got to generally in life, and especially around the holidays, stop worrying about things that are beyond our control, which includes other people's feelings if you've done nothing wrong. People who say, oh, I feel guilty because they feel bad. I feel guilty because they're upset. Guilt is for when you do something wrong. So do a quick check. What did I do wrong? If you hear silence, then you did nothing wrong. And then you need to say, I'm sorry you're feeling bad right now. Anything I can do. And then remove yourself. And do not worry about them and things beyond your control. Just love on them. Pray for them. You know, if someone gets in an argument, it's not it. Walk away. It's not about you. You know, if you feel miserable, that's on you. You can't take it on. Don't take it on. And you'll be so much lighter. So try to volunteer. Make it about other people. Don't worry if it's beyond your control.
Yep. Well, you're right about that. You see where other people are at, and then you realize how blessed you actually are. And, look, I'm blessed to have you on the show. God bless for the stuff that you do. And I know you're doing good stuff everywhere, including when you talk to other people and other parents. I get a lot of positive feedback about you. I know I won't see you by Christmas, so you have a great Christmas. And
thank you. You know, I will. You as well. And everybody remember to text and thank a veteran this Christmas season. It's the hardest time. So.
Yeah. And thank your favorite, my favorite daughter of yours for me. And wish her very Christmas. All right. We'll catch up with you later. We're done. We're up against the people. God bless. Thanks for being with me. And have a blessed rest of the day.